RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
You might remember nearly 2 months ago we spoke here at RCR to Gino De Graaf and Mike Williams. Gino, a road user representative, and Mike Williams, local councillor, and they had been fighting the installation of barriers on State Highway 2 between Omokoroa and Waihee, I think it was, and they were pretty hopping mad back then because NZTA were putting up these barriers. They were, I think from memory, only ever proposed, but in reality, locked in at the time, and it meant that people would have to drive at least an extra 6 kilometres to get home because they couldn't turn right, have to go to Cuddy Cuddy and then turn back. There have been some developments since our chat in early July, and I want to welcome onto the program now Rochelle Zyko and Jennifer Ross. Hello, you two. Thanks for coming on.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay, let's find out your involvement in this. Rochelle, what's your involvement?
So I am a Wright Road resident, which is one of the roads that has been blocked off by the work by NZTA. I run the Facebook page, which has got 440 members now.
Wow, okay.
And it's Residents Against NZTA Blocking Rural Roads. And I started sort of campaigning back then, 2-3 years ago now, along with people on our road, and it just got bigger and bigger. Yeah.
And Jennifer, what's your involvement?
I'm a fairly new player to this scene.
Yeah, okay.
Once I realised the impact that the barriers and blocking Wright Road and the other roads in the Ongatiti area, once I realised those impacts, I just had to get out and get on board and do things with the group as well. So, you know, we did a campaign of some big, large sign writing that is very visible from the road.
Yep.
Yeah, we did the protests and the big community meetings where we had 350 people at the town hall, and we've, you know, spoken to media and petitions. It's just, yeah, we're just we're everywhere at the moment.
Sounds like you had to go to quite an effort, though, really.
People have worked incredibly hard. You mentioned Gino and Mike before. People have worked incredibly hard to get to this point, and it's been an epic and massive journey, but it's not done yet.
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not done yet. In fact, our portion of the good fight is just really beginning because we're still trapped. We're blocked in.
Oh, so they'd already shut you off where you are.
Yeah, they did. The meeting that Rochelle mentioned, that very night, we came home to find that NZTA had already blocked us off.
Oh, dear.
And we've realised some really important issues with the stretch of road, which we're calling the Ongatiti Circuit. It's between two medium barriers. There's the Matahui, two roundabouts, Matahui roundabout and the Morton roundabout. That whole stretch is the Ongatiti Circuit. And Rochelle can talk to you about some of those businesses and people that are affected on that circuit.
After that meeting and the contractors from NZTA put in the barriers, they did it very hastily to almost just finish off the work, I guess, they'd been told to do. There's a huge pack house, Seeker pack house. There's a winery. There's our road, Wright Road, of 400 plus people. There's a daycare. There's Dawson Road and what's the other one? Dawson Road and
Ongatiti
Road. Now, there's some stuff we wanted to talk about today, including the tsunami risks and flood risks and stuff. For those businesses and workplaces, because they can't turn right, and we're all just stuck in a loop. Yeah, it's quite concerning.
Because, as I understand it, the NZTA board decided not to proceed with further median barrier installations on the remaining two sections of the highway after reviewing the scope of the safety improvement project. reviewing the scope of the safety improvement project. It sounds like there was really nothing there to begin with.
It's been a little bit Candlestone, really, because they haven't had open communication with us. They haven't had effective consultation.
No.
And zero engagement with the locals who travel these sections of state highway every day, several times a day. We've got farmers in the area that need to get their tractors. It's a state highway, but it's also a rural road. There's orchards, there's all of the equipment that travel on those roads, there's families. And the section in the Ongatiti circuit, it's low-lying, and it's actually a tsunami risk area. And the actual escape point is Wright Road for the Ongatiti pack house. So there's a couple of hundred people that can work there peak season. They can't get across these barriers. They can't escape. They can't turn right up our road. So anybody that's trapped on that circuit during an event like that, well, they're just trapped.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very safe, does it? It amazes me that you say there's really been no well, it doesn't amaze me, actually. There's really been no consultation. Is that what you're saying just before?
NZTA have this very interesting way of using the word consultation and engagement in a lot of their press releases. However, we have not been spoken to. We, you know, all the residents in the workplaces, they get the same cut and paste emails, or we have to find the information via OIAs, or we have to wait for a review to be done. But that review is always internal. We never get sort of engagement, like, you know, to actually come here and see what they've planned and engineered is very different from sitting in an office and making decisions in a boardroom. The reality for people is something very different. Yeah.
Now, as I understand it, it was all about the concept of it was part of Road to Zero. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, that was the Labor policy, Road to Zero. I guess it was just put these barriers up and there'll be zero deaths. However, you know, huge factors weren't thought of. And in such a region, even the CEO of NZTDA said in her latest press release, this is a critical corridor. This is a huge agricultural area. And, you know, taking away right turns and access, some of these roads are 8 kilometres high, like long. It's a huge amount of blocking off of people in industry. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's okay to say that now, isn't it? But it's a bit too late for Wright Road by the sounds of things.
Well, it's not too late for Wright Road because they put that block up so fast within a week. It's the fastest roadworks I've ever seen done in my life. It was awe-inspiring how fast they got that bit of roadworks done. And they can undo it. Yeah. They can undo it.
But then they'd have to admit, Jennifer, they'd have to admit that they got it wrong.
Well, let's help them save face.
Yeah.
Free us, let us go, and we'll keep very quiet about it. Thank you very much. So we want to be set free. And Road to Zero is one aspect of it, but what's off the state highway? Hundreds of people, families. You have workplaces that might have workplace accidents. You have families. We know people who have children with asthma that need to phone the ambulance. And emergency services take extra time to get to us now because of these blocked off roads. And
so how much extra time is that? Sorry to jump in, but that's absolutely crucial, isn't it? When you're talking about the golden hour, already it's taken time for them to get there. Then they've got to go an extra distance, come back that distance again, and meantime, the poor person's having the heart attack or whatever.
If you're having a heart attack, every second counts. They've added an extra 6 kilometres on the circuit just for Right Road alone. Now, they say depending on what ambulance is free is where they'll send it. So they could send it from Katikati or they can send it from Tauranga. It doesn't matter which direction they send it
from. Same.
They've still got extra time on the circuit, either to the person's home or workplace, or from the person's home or workplace to the hospital for life-saving care. We have all sorts up here. We have had, you know, fires, shelter belt fires. These things get out of control so fast in the summer heat. So it's going to be, the Ongatiti circuit is going to be absolutely chaos in the summertime with all the extra traffic.
Yeah, well, I came through there last summer and it was so slow going into Katikati all the way to Tauranga. I used to live in Tauranga, so I know historically, I used to know Omokoroa really well. And I couldn't believe how long it took to get in, and that might be a factor of the growth the area's had, but I couldn't remember it ever being like that since the 80s. They say it's a dangerous stretch of road. Is it really that dangerous?
You know, the drivers that cause these accidents are the problem, but the road is unforgiving. And they've made it even more unforgiving by putting barriers not only in the middle but on the sides of the road so people can't pull over. People's natural inclination, if you're having something happen, is to take a left. Somebody slams on their brakes in front of you, you're going to go left. Well, you can't now. There's a barrier there too.
There's also these roundabouts that they've put in at the ends of the median barriers. Particularly in summer, we're concerned that the locals have to now do these loops of doing 180s around the roundabouts. But camper vans and caravans and trucks and truck and trailer units come flying through these roundabouts and don't know that the residents are turning right round.
We've already
had near misses reported incidents, haven't we?
So many. Yeah. And the NZTA will put a sign up saying it's 2.7 kilometres to your nearest U-turn. So they're actually forcing us to do these U-turns on a state highway with huge logging trucks. Also, milk tankers, you name it, we've got them coming through. We've got tourists with their camper vans. We've got everybody on this Ongatiti circuit stretch. And they've locked us in, they've blocked us in. We've got no escape. And it's going to be an absolute circus come summer holidays.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, dear. A few things come to mind. I'm sure our listeners are thinking this. The bloody-mindedness of the whole project and disregarding what is obviously quite a pushback from you folk representing the locals. I mean, you know, over 400 people on your social media. What did you say? Over 300 at a public meeting. These are quite serious numbers. And it just, I'm sure it is amazing. Well, again, it probably doesn't amaze. But to ignore that so brazenly is really, it's hard to kind of work out, you know.
It's hard to get your head around it, but, you know, we've got some great players in our corner now. We haven't finished this fight. Cameron Luxton came out the other day and said that we're not done yet.
Yeah.
Right Road, or, you know, the people on this Ongatiti circuit, all of those businesses, he's on our side.
He's going to take our petition to Parliament. We have one currently open. It's going to close shortly with over 600 signatures. And the goal is to get all right turns on the stretch of road, not just the ones that NZTA has abandoned. And the commitment from the town hall community, the council meeting, the regional transport agency, was that all right turns are to be reinstated.
Okay.
It's not just NZTA abandoning the future ones, they need to fix what they've done. Yeah.
And you know what? It's an easy fix. And we have a perfect example of an easy fix in the Athenry Gorge, the Pancake House.
Yep.
They've got turning bay. They've got a break in the barrier. They've got their turning bay. They can turn right in and out. And that is an easy fix.
Yeah,
it can happen, and we'll make it happen. We're there for
I'm sure you will.
Because it's ludicrous, and NZTA's consultation or engagement with us is absolutely farcical.
Yeah, it's not a good look for them. What about the 80K speed limit through there? If I remember right, it used to be 100Ks back in the day. Is that causing any issues along
Everybody
with this as well?
That I've spoken to loves the 80Ks.
Okay, so no issue with that.
Paper with it.
Yeah.
It's great. We've been able to, before the barrier, we can get across our highway. As a driver coming out of these rural roads onto the state highway, it's my responsibility to make sure that the way is clear, and the 80Ks, that's a safety improvement.
Yeah.
That we're really happy to keep.
Same with the widening of the road as a part of this project. They've widened the roads, and it is great. We just feel what they should have done, if they had consulted with the community more 2 years ago, we would have said, hey, let's put that $160 million or whatever dollars for this project into...
Is that what it cost?
Yeah, I think, is it
$160
million? Crikey. Oh, it's huge. It's like those barriers are something like $1 million
a kilometre. Yeah, if they had put that into the narrow bridges, let's say, fixing a few of those up and widening those bridges, God, it would be amazing.
I'll tell you something else. Coming from a rural community, I bet you there's a lot of people that live here that can do a better job with a number 8 wire than what NZTA have done with their $1 million a kilometre for those barriers.
When you said that the barrier was put in super quick, you know, at the start, do you think that was the contractor trying to get the work done and get paid?
Yes.
Or do you think that was NZTA? Okay, that's what you think.
We believe it was they just need to get the work done to get paid. Those contracts, they're tendered out into sections, and they probably wanted to finish that part. But there's also another element of it that's not lost on us in our Ongatiti circuit, is that we're a bit of a guinea pig.
Yeah.
We're a bit of a guinea pig.
Okay.
And because there was a lot of protest and things really heated up when they did that, and they did the dirty on us. We go to a meeting for 350 people, and we come home and find that our road is blocked without even the courtesy of a road layout change ahead sign, which is a safety feature.
Oh, okay, because usually they do that.
In the dark. Everybody's slamming on their brakes, going, what the heck a doodles? And we're stuck. So part of it is we feel like we're guinea pigs. Okay, well, maybe we are, but we're getting out of our cage.
Yeah.
We're not going to remain these rocks.
The cavies are revolting.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what happens next? There's a petition that you mentioned, and how long do you think this will take to sort it all out? What are you hoping for?
If we can get this, seen before the select committees, and you know, this becomes a law that you can't block off rural roads, they must have a right turn. This can be nationwide.
Yeah.
There's no timeline. We're just going to continue our fight for the roads around us on this Ongatiti circuit. But we know nationwide that others are having problems in different regions.
Yeah.
We hope that there's a blanket approach to common sense here.
And we have a couple of windows of opportunities too. We've got the outgoing CEO, Nicole Rosie. You know, maybe she'd like to go out with a little bit more than a golden handshake.
On a high instead of a low. Community. Yeah, yeah.
It's one window of opportunity. She could look pretty good if she opened up our intersections again.
Yeah.
Then the next window of opportunity is when they appoint the new CEO of NZTA. A new broom sweeps clean. Well, we've got some wires that need to be swept off our intersections.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, maybe some of them are listening. I wonder if, not making it about us, but our little contribution helped. I just raise some awareness, I wonder, because in the end, that's what changes these things.
We're so grateful that you allow us to have the voice. It's crucial to have radio stations like yourself to get the grassroots people's voices out there, because often we do get silenced by the agencies. So, yeah, thank you.
What sort of local coverage have you had? Just curious.
We get Sun Live covering it. Who else?
To be fair, it's been a hard slog for the early team, Gino and the crew, to get some of these things covered. They've done hard work because a lot of the press releases were very pro NZTA.
Yeah.
And it's been very, very hard to get the voices out there of the reality of every day on these roads. So anything counts in terms of social media, non-mainstream media. We're going to go the whole hog. We're going to get our voices heard. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. It's a pleasure. And just to finish up, they could come along tomorrow and remove the ones that are in there now, couldn't they? I mean, this could all be sorted out within a few weeks, couldn't it?
Oh, they could. And you know what? Because they're not putting those barriers further along the road, they've got millions of dollars left over in their budget to clear our roads. I mean, you know, they're not going to spend that on a farewell party for someone, are they?
They could also do it very quietly. They just come along, put the brakes in, and we all just be quiet. We'll all just shut up after that because, you know.
Oh, no, I'd have one more thing to do. They've got a massive sign up there. It's this huge concrete wall that we've painted over it. It's a protest place for us. And when they clear our roads, I'm quite happy to get back out there.
Well, it sounds like it's on the way there, not quite there. But there has been an effect. They've stopped putting in barriers, but there's still some to remove. And that law, that select committee, it sounds like you might have done something, some good for the rest of the country. So we'll see about that. So you might have done a lot of people a favour there.
Yeah, we'll try our best with that.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. We've just been talking to Rochelle Zyko and Jennifer Ross. Rochelle runs the Facebook page Residents Against NZTA Blocking State Highway 2 on Rural Roads, and that's the stretch of State Highway 2 out of Tauranga between Omokoroa and Karikari, involving Wrights Road. Thanks so much for coming on, you two. Really appreciate it.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank
See ya.
You.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.